Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, this is how you kill a franchise by bringing Stephen Colbert in to co-write the new Lord of the Rings movie. The film Hunt for Gollum is currently under development. I guess here's another film I won't be watching. My new favorite actor and show is AI-generated and it's called Chronicles of Bone. Captain Hook is awesome. As for Lord of the Rings, he's probably going to try and make Trump the bad guy somehow. Hollyweird is accelerating its way into its own demise. Up next, that dog looks a lot happier before his master got a girlfriend. In fact, it looks like both of them were happier before her. Cats and dogs can be quite jealous. I knew a guy that owned a female tabby cat, and when he got a girlfriend, they were smashing in bed, and the cat climbed on top of her and took a leak. You just know what that dog is thinking, though. Everything was great until she showed up. Just like that tabby cat, I believe the doggo there is plotting something. Number 3, and speaking of dogs, this whammy knows full well that no one is paying attention to that dog. I bet that dog is hung like a horse, and I also see a couple of puppies on the right hiding in a brassiere. You just know what that dog is thinking. There's no way those puppies are real, even though they look very well fed. What breed is that dog? I don't know about you, but I think it's a Great Dane. The Germans breed the best dogs. Moving on, why is it that Niels Riberg Finsen was erased from history for using sunlight to heal people? Probably because they couldn't make any money from natural sunlight because it's free. Today it's different though because you can buy narrowband UVB and red light to get many of the therapeutic effects from the sun without risking skin cancer. Remember that sunlight and cholesterol in the diet also help you produce testosterone. They want men weak by getting them to wear sunscreen. Number 5, this woman falsely accused 10 men of rape, and she's jailed. Probably for just a month or two because women aren't allowed to take accountability, it seems. But those 10 men, they have to take accountability because their lives have now been ruined. This could have been avoided if some Chad didn't turn her down, and so she decided to take her anger out on other men. She should have received the combined sense of all 10 men, what they would have gotten if they'd actually raped her. Up next, careful guys if you pay a prostitute to service you. And then leave. She might leave with more than just an agreed upon payment. The SOF model robbed older men in the United States after seeking their company through dating apps. She's Israeli and I'm sure she's going to be fine so long as she stole from the Goyim. If Hebrews steal from another Hebrew, then that's unforgivable. The Tinder swindler only stole from Gentile women and he's a free man in Israel now. Number 7, this guy explains why he doesn't care that his Filipina is poor and uneducated. And I'm sure she doesn't care that he's old and socially awkward either, so they make a good match. If you date a Filipina, just know that she's most likely a gold digger and only dating you because she wants that white baby batter inside of her so she can make her very own Rob Schneider. This guy was actually arrested for harassing Filipinas, and he's Estonian. Moving on, do you find this attractive? Yes, if I was in a concentration camp. Then she'd have the biggest booty in there, and people would tell her to lose some weight, fatty. She's only 26, but already looks like she's 50 from all the sun and malnourishment. At this rate, I don't think she's even going to make it to 50. Looks like her face is still hot, though. Wouldn't nature be cruel and give her a fat face if she put on 20 pounds, though? I've seen that happen to some women. Number 9, this story says that before 50, single men outnumber single women, and that after 50, single women outnumber single men. The moral of the story is that men are still desirable after 50 and most women are not. Ironically, after 50, being alone as a man isn't lonely anymore. Being alone means being at peace, and women see older men and think to themselves, we need to date them, so we can take away their money and peace too. Also, men don't get run through. Up next, here's the difference in welfare rates for illegal immigrants versus US-born folks. The question we need to ask is, why don't they want to work? Because not working in the West and living off the government teat gives them a better standard of life, rather than working in a country that they're from. And those US-born are actually second-generation Hispanics, no doubt. People say that illegals can't get welfare, but they can if they have anchor babies. Number 11, here's another female teacher PDF file. This one abused a 10-year-old student up to 5 times a day and even filmed it. What number are we up to for this year already? Maybe 50 or 100 by now. I've lost track. Here's another one that was caught with child porn and for doing naughty things in bed with her dog. I know that Soy Sine doesn't care about males, even boys, but people love animals. So lock her up and throw away the key for that dog's sake. Moving on, here's the median wealth per adult in Europe. Notice how poor the people in Eastern Europe are, and that's a place that has a lot of enrichment because there's not as much there for the migrants to steal and get in will for another social handouts. Hungary looks super poor, but visiting Budapest, you wouldn't know it, because the standard of life there was better than most Western countries. Number 13, here's what a couple of characters in the new Harry Potter TV show look like. But to be fair, the trailer was pretty decent, although it doesn't look like they did anything new. The aesthetic was taken directly from the films. Even many of the costumes are absolutely identical. The future is not woke Hollyweird entertainment. That's about to die a gruesome death. I'm thinking of using AI to make The Wizard of Oz as a series. There are 14 Oz books and an additional 40. Only 9 of those out of 40 aren't in public domain. Optnix's actor was so good in the role of Lord of the Rings that he was typecast and it ruined his acting career. Maybe he should have been in the new Harry Potter. I also wonder what his dating life is like. My bad, because he's actually married and quite a nice guy. He will go down as this generation's Biff Tannen, played by Thomas F. Wilson. Although he lucked out and was able to transition into making animated kids' films and still working. Number 15, sun exposure is at an all-time low, but skin cancer is at an all-time high. Why is that? If the sun isn't causing skin cancer, then what is? Probably just aging in time. Sun damage is cumulative and people are living longer but getting less sun per year. I knew a bald guy who had cancer on top of his head and it spread to his brain. Sun exposure, of course. It was really sad. Cancer has many causes. Stress, poor diet, lack of sleep, environmental toxins. It's hard to say why skin cancer is really up. Moving on, this is the sad state of affairs in Canada, where an Air Canada plane crashes and the CEO of the company makes remarks in English, but is then subsequently fired because he didn't also make identical comments in French. He was even summoned by the government for a meeting as to why he didn't speak French. Two pilots have died, and yet the country is making this all about language and which one was spoken. Canada is in a serious country, and soon the Liberal majority government will continue passing woke laws. Number 7, looks like Trump has finally come to his senses and doesn't want the liberal cancer in America. He must have listened to Pierre Poilievre on Joe Rogan and realized that it's a lost cause with Canada, especially with the liberal government most likely having a majority by the time I release this video. Unfortunately, this post isn't real, but it should be. But America needs Canadian energy and minerals to compete with China. So what's going to happen? Optnix, here's what a looks match couple looks like in 2026. This is Alan Richson walking on a beach in Australia with his wife Catherine. People are saying that's not his wife, but it really is. I'll give this guy a pass because apparently they were high school sweethearts. So he most likely got her as a virgin or is slightly used. Some articles though are saying that this is actually his assistant, while others are saying this is his actual wife. I don't know who to believe anymore. Number 19, looks like the average Joe is figuring it out that society always gave men more responsibility in exchange for authority. But today it expects men to keep their responsibility while giving authority to women and feminists who don't want responsibility. This isn't equality, but it's slavery instead. Yes, exactly, and that's why more men than ever are walking away. It's the only form of peaceful protest we actually have that works. That and getting rich and hoarding the wealth for yourself and not sharing it with women. Moving on, who will the 19-year-old woman choose? The millionaire 38-year-old guy that owns a house and luxury car, or the 20-year-old virgin dude with average height and renting a place? She's going to choose the wealthy older guy, of course. And I bet you the same gal that when she turns 38 will call 19-year-old women pedophiles for chasing the men of her own age. Hardly any guys these days pushing 40 get 19-year-olds. I guess I'm lucky going out with a 25-year-old at the age of 47. Number 21, this woman says that for men, going bald is their ultimate ick, and that the day her husband lost his hair, she knew their marriage was doomed. I don't know how much I'm buying this because I've known women who fought each other over a bald guy. There are also hair transplants, but I didn't know this, but 90% of guys out there are too bald to get them. Maybe they should try their pubes or something. As far as I'm concerned, the modern woman is the real ick. Opnex Rolo Tomasi makes the argument that the current sexual marketplace where women chase the highest quality men is a deregulated economy. Yes, in the old sexual economy, where most men and women paired up for survival, was a socialist one for men, where each man got a woman. It's what made civilization possible. If you think this is something, then just wait and see what happens when sex bots show up. Then the sexual marketplace will be destroyed forever. Either that or become a ghost town. Number 23, Lily Phillips slept with over 1,000 men in 12 hours, and has now turned to Christ and has gotten baptized. And would you just look at that simp that she's with? In the end, she admitted that she only said she became a Christian because she wanted attention and engagement. Her first child's name should be Target because it looks like everyone took a shot. She already got baptized, but it just wasn't with water, but instead baby batter. Moving on, what's going to be done with the epidemic of white working class boys being left behind? It's deliberate and nothing will happen. They won't be helped. They're being handicapped intentionally for the sake of equity. Women think that they're winning, but they don't realize that working class boys become the working class men that make the world work. They're invisible to women, so therefore women won't understand why civilization collapses when these boys and men walk away. Number 25 and the last one, what changed between the 70s and the 2010s? Why did women start looking like girl bosses instead of looking feminine? Women don't seem to smile anymore. They just have that flat-looking, resting bitch face to boot. Years ago, when turd-flinging Monkey pointed this out and put a smile on Captain Marvel's Brie Larson, she lost her mind when she saw that smile. It's like women aren't allowed to be feminine anymore. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.